test on that last play. Take us through it.
Man, I mean, y'all seen it, but it went cover zero. I don't know why would they do that. You know, I guess because we were down two receivers, so they just thought they can get pressure on Derek. But, you know, Derek did an excellent job, you know, seeing man coverage, you know, and just seeing me one-on-one with the free safety or the cornerback, whoever it was, and he just put the ball right so perfect, you know, and there's no way I couldn't make a play out of that, you know. Like I said, he just put the ball right where it needed to be.
Seemed like Derek was getting good protection after the first quarter. I mean, he had time to throw and find guys open. I mean, did you feel more comfortable with the way you guys were handling their defense?
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, we had a lot of guys go down, offensive line, receivers, but, you know, it's the next man up mentality, you know, and hats off to the whole offensive line, you know, and the whole team, you know, for stepping up, you know, and next man up, you know, everybody know their position, know every position, or you never know when your time coming, so. Hats off to all those guys.
How tough was this week, going through what you guys went through this week? How did you?
It wasn't tough at all. No? We had a hell of a practice, yeah. You know, each day, you know, and coming in this game, we knew we was ready. You know, offense, defense, you know, they showed up. So, you know, and like I say, hats off to everybody, you know, coming in. You know, we know it was a big week for us, and we had a great practice, so it started there.
Did you guys get any extra juice off of what happened to Crab?
I think the fans got a lot of extra juice.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't never want to see no man go down. You know, we all love Crab around here. You know, we need him. But, you know, and things happen. You know, we all knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time when. You know, like I say, everybody was ready, prepared for it. And, you know, Johnny did a hell of a job coming in. I had to step up, and it was good for all of us.
How excited are you guys that you guys have the position now back, being just a game back behind the
I mean, we're not worried about that. You know, we just worried about Raiders football and coming in and winning. You know, we not focused on how far we is and how far we back. You know, we just got to keep doing what we did this week and just keep showing up each week and show the world what we can do.
You talk about next man up, but it was next man up, right? I mean, you lost both receivers. What does that say about this receiving core that you guys stepped in?
I mean, we all can make plays, you know, starting with the guys on practice squad. You know, they show up each and every day, working hard for our defense, you know, getting them good looks each and every week, you know, and competing, you know, without those guys, you know, what would we be? You know, we take good pride in our practice squad players and everybody on the 53-man roster, you know, and those guys do a good job. You know, receivers, like I said, we just stepped up and do what we're supposed to do, and that's what we know we can do. You know, that's why we, when people go down, you know, we got to be the next man up.
Did you get a chance to talk to Coop afterwards?
Is that a confidence builder, having two of your top guys go down and you guys go away with the
win? Oh, of course, man. You know, we're going to start going in the meeting room, telling Coach we need the ball, and that's what I mean with that. But, you know, we don't pay attention to that, man. You know, like I say, Crab and Coop went down. You know, we don't like that. But at the end of the day, we got to know our plays. We got to know every position out there. You know, coaches might just mix us around, so we just got to be ready.
Did you get a chance to talk to Coop afterwards?
I didn't talk to him. I didn't even see him, so. You know, but I'm going to shoot him a text as soon as I get done talking to y'all.
What do you think of Derek's got to get rid of the ball quick like that? What's the key to your route?
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Get open. You know, you got to win. You know, they bring in pressure. You just got to go up, give them one move, and just get open. You can't take a lot of time, you know, and getting caught in out of your route. You got to go and get open and catch the ball.
You play with a chain around your neck, too. Has anybody ever tried to make a grab for that?
No, I mean, I've been playing with it, you know. I don't beef on the football field. I love my money too much to go out there and start fighting, get fined, and get kicked out the next week, and losing all that money. I really ain't got time for that, man. So I just go out there and just try to make friends with everybody.
Obviously, it's next man up. But take us through that conversation on the sideline when you lose Cat Crabtree and then you lose Amari Cooper, and you just the three of you have to carry the load up.
Me, Seth, and Johnny, you know, we just sat down on the bench. It was like, hey, we all we got. And that's what we're going to have to do. You know, it don't matter how many plays you're playing on special team, how many plays you're playing on offense, you got to be ready, because this is all literally what we have when we had three receivers. So, and like I say, man, we did a good job. I feel like we did an excellent job, you know, to be down two receivers and only have three receivers and handling everything was thrown our way.
Marquette had four punts down inside the 10-yard line. You were certainly part of that as a gunner that won the cut at the 2-yard line. What's it like when he's going like that and as a whole unit is going?
It's funny because I told Marquette, only reason he's going to the Pro Bowl because I'm here, you know, handling the business for him. But all year he's been doing a hell of a job, man. There's no way he can't have the success he's doing without the practice and all the preparation he's been doing, you know, in the offseason. But he's been doing a good job, man. And me and Johnny and the whole, you know, special the punt squad, you know, just very excited for him. He's one of the best in the business, man. You see it each and every week. He always making plays, and it's our job, you know, as gunners, to get down there and make a play for him so we can take the credit.
What
Just to clarify on that, on the last throw by Carr, because it looked like initially he's just throwing it up off his back. No, but on your route, you go back and look at it, was you when you cut it up, that was part of your route?
Yeah, I see. I just talked to Derek in the shower with him. Pause that moment, but it was all in the shower. Just it was in the shower, just talking, and he was telling me, like, I seen you when you did a little boom, boom, mm-hmm. You know, that we express it, you know. And he said, I just threw it up. I knew you was gonna make a play for me. So that's the kind of confidence you want to have in, you know, your quarterback and receiver, in your backup receiver, you know. And so you just come in, you know, you build that confidence with Derek, you know, and he gonna get you the ball. More and more.
That ball's in the air for a while. What's going through your mind when that ball's in the air that long?
Only thing I'm thinking about, if I catch it, Mr. Reggie might have to pay me some money. Nah, but I'm just running, man. I see it got caught in the light for a little bit, man. I just put my hands up, you know, and God just dropped it right in my hand. So gotta thank the man above for that one.
What was going on in your head when you took off your helmet after that play? You were smiling, looking at your sideline. What was going on there?
I'm always smiling. Y'all know that. You know, I love to have fun, man. That's just what I do, man. I bring the joy to the team, man. I'm like Draymond Green on the Warriors, you know. He bring that excitement, you know, having fun, and you know, just blessed, you know, to have the opportunity, you know, to make that catch and to get the win, you know. That's why I was excited, you know. I was gonna score, but I know the defense was gonna have to go back on the field, and they'll be mad at me. So I said, let's let me get tackled right here, man. Save everybody today.